On their way, here to slay, but they need some help. They need some help.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to
Emmy and Me Need Help.
Yes, stream Just a Boy by
Brandon the Clubs.
His TikTok went viral. I'm obsessed. The comments are being a little mean, so everyone, go stream Just a Boy by Brandon and the Clubs. And
zoom in on this. I'm taking the plastic film off.
Emmy's new hyperfixation is
ready.
Taking people's temperatures. Oh, slay. Wow. I love doing that. You know, when you get a new iPhone and you go, I've only experienced that twice because I don't have money to buy iPhones.
98.1.
What's wrong? Am I going to die? For all of you who don't know, Emmy just took my temperature.
98.3. My hands are always really cold, and I'm taking the temperature. It just says low.
Emmy's hands get puffy and freezing.
Yeah.
We were on a hike once, and she was like, why is my hand four times the size?
Yeah, my hand, inflated like it was a balloon, and I was like, oh. And then Ian's like, no, it's fine. And then he looked at it, and he said, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I looked it up on Google. You know how that goes.
What are you drinking from Starbucks right now?
I was drinking a caramel macchiato. What were you drinking, Emerald?
A cold brew with an espresso shot, and you can imagine.
You're a fucking psychopath for that. You're a literal fucking psychopath for that.
Put a pitcher under my fucking ass. I literally was shitting back out cold brew. Sorry, guys.
I
feel like I got
brew.
Like, what's that surgery?
Colonoscopy. Gastric bypass is like not this. That's like a weight loss surgery.
It's I feel like I got it because I feel like I literally just shit out half my body weight.
You did.
I did get surgery.
On what?
I don't know. I might have carpal tunnel.
Yeah, that's like
figuring that out right now.
Isn't that crazy?
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, you said you were so young and youthful, but now you have carpal tunnel like an old lady.
And you still can't get out of your bed before 3 p.m., bitch.
That's depression. That is depression. Emmy is mental health shaming.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Because if you have mental health, just figure it out. If you don't want mental health, don't. Or if you don't want... What does Jake Paul say?
I don't know.
Now I just seem like a psychopath.
No, Cameron Dallas said go for a walk.
No, Michael Myers. Jake Paul said... It was just something along the lines of like, oh, you're depressed, just don't be. And I'm like, that was so eye-opening.
It really was.
I'm kidding, by the way. Don't get mad at me.
Anyways, so... let's talk. Let me see what we're writing down. We were supposed to come in for the podcast yesterday.
We couldn't.
We genuinely could not. There was too much going on.
For a second, I was like, we need to make up a lie to Jordan. And we need to tell him we can't come. But then I was like, we can't lie to Jordan. We just have to call him and start screaming.
Yeah, because he texted, I love you guys. And then I was like, literally fuck off, Jordan, because now I'm going to feel bad.
Yeah, and we had to call him and freak out. Because I couldn't leave my house yesterday. Because we found out that, never mind. I've seen James Corden too many fucking times.
Oh, yeah, wait, let's talk about that. We're trying to see Gaga today. She's going to be at the Academy. Literally, I don't know what happened where we decided that, like, we were going to act like we were 16 years old again. But I'm here for it. I'm treating L.A. like it's a small hometown.
We're on freaking vacay in L.A., 16 years old. Time of our lives. Our moms are letting us go out by ourselves because they're going to dinner tonight.
And we're living our lives.
And we're going to go find Lady Gaga. That's not... Somebody answer this. I don't know who it is.
I will.
Don't show the phone number.
Yo, also, the beeping.
Emmy, guess what?
What?
It was Spencer. I'm with Jordan.
Guess what?
Everyone
what?
Say hi to Spencer.
Wait, say hi to the podcast.
Oh, hi, podcast. It's me, Spencer.
Okay, what were you saying?
I'm sorry for interrupting your podcast. I wanted to tell you, you know how I was like, OMG, like, I'm so sad I'm leaving. So I just booked the flight for November 19th to the 29th, and I need to, like, go see my accountant, but I'm coming for 10 days to look for an apartment.
Oh, slay.
Thank God. Wait, let me call you after and let's
yes,
talk.
Yes, we'll call you after, Miss
okay,
Wah.
Hi, podcast. Hi, Ian. I love you, too.
Love you.
Okay, he says bye. I'll call you later. Bye.
Love Spencer. Spencer for Halloween was Spencer in a dress.
Can you give me the thermometer? It's ruining the sound.
Emmy's being told that she cannot have the thermometer in her hand because she keeps beeping it. It's like an airplane. You have to turn your phone off or it's going to ruin the flight. Emmy, why would you throw it with an upper hand? Emmy just went, whoosh. You threw that shit like a football. Anyway, Spencewell was Spencewell in a dress for Halloween.
I have a TikTok in my drafts, and I wasn't going to post it, but since we're talking about this, we were drunk in the bathroom. I'm like, I'm Quinn from Glee. And I point at Spencer. I go, Spencewell, Spencewell in a corset.
Literally every gay person we know is... It was gay fairy, not like, no, it was, not like it gay was, fairy, but like gay forest fairy, gay nun.
It was Billy and Spencer in a corset and wings.
Every single week. Night.
But they the ate. They looked great.
The whole night. Zaya looked good.
Oh, Zaya.
Zaya was serving on Halloween. She looked so good. No,
they all looked good.
They were, no, yeah, they did look good. They were.
We should have an episode where I dress as Jimmy Fallon, you dress as Ellen, and we battle.
What does that fucking mean? We battle
did
for
it
what?
Not make perfect
we battle spin. For what
who's the best talk show host want to do it right now
yeah can I be Ellen
yeah
okay hi thank you for coming to the well actually Jimmy I know that you got divorced recently do you want to see your wife
yeah bring her out
she's actually in this table
we need to stop.
Ellen's a fucking menace. Have you seen that video of Ellen?
I love when Jimmy Fallon fake laughs.
I love it too, but have you seen the video of Ellen literally making that girl sit in the corner in front of the entire audience and like all of national television? She's a fucking monster for that. Okay, so she did this segment where she was giving away free merch to everyone and it was one piece of free merch. And
oh, so, yeah, and she... And, oh, my God,
this
yeah.
girl, for those who don't know, this girl was like... Oh, I really want to get one for my sister. So she got two and like lied, which is like, whatever, girl, it's free fucking merch. Like, you already said it's free. Like, I'm sure you got, anyways. And so Ellen was like, I wanted to see who was honest and literally singles this girl out in front of the entire crowd on national television. And then the girl's like laughing, but like obviously nervous because literally, like, she probably just flew across the country to see someone she loved and now like they're calling her out on national television. And then Ellen makes her sit in the corner. In front of the audience on the stage and like publicly shames her. It's the craziest thing ever.
Jimmy Fallon would never do that, so he wins.
Jimmy Fallon wouldn't do that. I love him. He's so hot.
Did I make this up in my brain that he got his like ring finger stuck on something and it ripped his finger off?
I mean, you made that up.
No, I don't think I did. Hold on, keep talking.
Jimmy Fallon is sexy.
Jimmy Fallon ripped his finger skin off. Jimmy
Fallon, at least we're gonna say foreskin.
Finger.
Jimmy Fallon
explains his finger injury, so I'm not a liar. I know my gym. Hold on.
Wait, you can't play a clip from the show, I don't think. Right, Jordan?
But I'm not a liar. It's his ring finger. He ripped it off.
Can I see? Is it like gross?
Well, he didn't post a pic.
Sorry. No, Jimmy Fallon is sexy. I don't care. I will fight it. I think he's hot.
Jimmy Fallon.
I believe.
No, I just wanted to educate you.
That's
all.
Like Michael saying that Spencewell got abducted by aliens. Our friends were in town, and literally, our friend Michael was like, "Yeah, like Spencer, like thinks that they got abducted by aliens."
And then we're all like, "Wait, what?" And Michael could not find the TikTok. No. So did we ask?
If it no. Was real? Wait, call Spencer back. I need to know. He was like, yeah, like Spencewell said that, like, they got abducted by aliens. Like, what?
I tripped and fell in my kitchen on a braided rug that my wife loves, and I can't wait to burn it to the ground. What? My ring got caught on the countertop when I was going down and stuck there and pulled my finger off! Ew! I told you!
That's disgusting. Wait, I need to call Spencewell back. Tonight's a Spencewell party. Okay, wait.
It was when I was 15, Jimmy Fallon ripped his finger.
We need confirmation.
Oh, I look bad.
Spencer! Did you ever make a TikTok about being abducted by aliens?
Yeah, I did, and I got so much shit for it, too, because everyone kept saying that I was, like, lying.
Okay, because Michael was telling us, and we're like, no. And then Michael's like, no, I'm finding the TikTok, it's real. I was like, no, it's not. And we all literally thought it was.
It did well. And then I had a whole bunch of people commenting on my video being like, you were not abducted. Like, I have multiple stories. And like, on top, and like, let's be real. Emmy and Ian, you have both heard my possession story.
Oh,
like,
I believe that one.
Literally, I was possessed, had to have Reiki done on me, my Native American aunt literally had to like cleanse my room, give me sage spray, the fucking works. Like, come on. Like,
okay. You need to come on the podcast, but we were just talking about it.
Yeah, let's save this for when Spencer's here.
Save it for when you're on. But, oh my God, what the fuck? Okay, well, we'll see you again. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye. So, I guess Spencer was abducted by aliens. Sorry, Michael.
Sorry, Michael. I guess you were right. That's really fucked up.
Sometimes we flawlessly, like, transition into another topic.
And then sometimes we don't.
And sometimes we don't. Right now is one of those. I just want to talk about how nobody gave me the inside scoop when I wasn't a social media person, and I wish somebody would have. So I'm here to do that for you. And I almost posted this as a TikTok, but I didn't.
Are you talking about Halloween, like the parties?
Yeah. I was just going to say that influencer parties aren't fun, and it's just Nikita Dragon standing in a corner. The whole time.
Literally is. I made a whole TikTok about this.
But don't stop inviting me and Ian, because, like, I think it's fun. But in a general,
it's just not.
If
it's
you
just...
went, you'd be like, what? It's only fun because
I can't believe that there's definitely people out there that are jealous, and I understand that, because, like, from an outsider perspective, like, when I didn't live in LA. Also, I understand that our experience in LA is completely different, because I made a TikTok about it, and I saw comments being like, that's just influencers, babe, you fucking bitch. And I was like, I understand that, like, there's...
when we go places that aren't influencer parties, they're so fucking fun.
I know. Like, going to heaven. If you want to go have fun, go to heaven.
If you want to have fun in LA, go to heaven.
Like, honestly, that's why we go to the clubs. Because literally, I'm not kidding. Like, literally, here's a rundown. Should I give them the rundown that I made in the TikTok?
Yeah.
So, let me give you guys a rundown, a scoop, the tea. I'm making this sound more interesting than it is. So, I went to an LA party by myself. Big mistake. Actually, not technically by myself. I did go with Matt, but, like, we got lost. And by we, I mean, like, I lose everyone every single time I go out.
You run.
I do run. We both have that bad
habit
of running. Anyways, so I show up. Here's literally what every single fucking influencer party is. People in LA, they don't have fun. And not people in LA, I mean the influencers. They go to take photos and leave. Every party ends at fucking 12:30, 1. Meanwhile, I'm fucking crazy, so I'm ready to be out till 5 in the morning.
I'm crazy.
But you know what I mean. Like, if a club was open till 5 a.m. here, we would be there till 5 a.m. Like, that's just the truth. But every party ends so early because people don't actually want to party. They get drunk, they go there, and then here's what happens. You walk in, you see someone, and I don't give a fuck. It's literally almost everyone. And I'm not going to throw everyone under the bus, but it genuinely, even like your favorite, like, quirky TikTokers that are like, ooh, I'm all TikTok, which I fucking hate that word. The people that are like, oh, like, I just, like, I don't know, like, influencer culture, like, I hate it. Girl, you're a part of it. Every single person, the most relatable person that you think, they are not like that girl. Like,
those are honestly the ones that do the most too.
I know. It's like, actually, because at least you know what you're expecting with, like, the people that obviously seem like they would be, like, so influencer. So you're not as surprised. But the people who are, like, quirky and don't want to seem like influencer-y, they do it the worst. And so you'll show up and they'll be like, hey, oh my God. And the second you say hi to them, they start looking around.
Yeah, it's so weird because it's like,
they don't make eye contact.
Yeah, and it's also, like, some of these people, like, we haven't met, so we want to have a conversation with them and, like, talk to them and just be like, hey, like, what's up? Because it's our first time meeting, but it'll just be like, hey, haha, and then it's like, where's Larry?
God forbid fucking Tana Moja's there, because then it's, like, a fucking manhunt. And it's people that they talk shit about, too, which I'm not saying that we don't go up to Bryce Hall and, like, troll him, but anyways. So you'll hug them and they'll be like, and someone with, like, 30 million followers walk in, and it's usually not even that they're friends. It's usually like, oh my God, like, Tana once liked my TikTok. Like, do you think she wants to, like, hang? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And they'll, like, look around. They'll run up to this person, like, the most famous person there. They'll be like, hey, have a conversation. If that, most of the time, the even more famous person is even more of an asshole and will just be like, and then they walk away. And then it's just like a wild fucking goose chase, and they do it all night long until the party's over.
It's like, also, I don't know, because when we go, us, like, running around, it's more of just, like, it's really funny to mess with Zarbra.
So call him homophobic.
We usually look for Zarbra, mess with him for 20 minutes, try to find someone we can both, like, make a joke. Not make a joke. I don't know how to word that. Like, find Bryce Holland personally in our heads, do something that we think is funny that's not, like, directly bullying.
Pull off a bit.
What?
It's like pulling off a bit.
It's like a bit. It's just like something, like, stupid. And we've never had no one, like, not laugh, because people, like, I don't want to be like, oh, people know us, but they know like our vibe of like, oh, what, no, we're like
how Claire just made a TikTok and she was saying how she walks around and just go, you smell like shit like that. Like, that's funny. So when we do the runaround thing, it's more of like, we're so fucking bored because no one will do anything.
No one will talk to us. So the only way to get people's attention is literally to be psychotic. You have to go out to people and be like, you smell like shit and no one here likes you.
Yeah. And also like, why the fuck are we at a party if we're all not blackout drunk?
And the like, my, it's so fucking weird. And literally, we went to a party and it was us standing in the dirt with fucking like Tana.
It was the dirt, bitch. I felt like I was at homecoming.
There was no drinks, the music.
Who texted me?
Love the person that put it on. Love all those people. But
why am I checking my text?
It was just people in dirt.
Yeah, it was just like
not a drink in sight.
I'm dressed as a skeleton in the dirt.
That literally was Halloween.
It was basically just like, okay, I'm like covered in sticky paint standing in the dirt and
it's freezing, like, and the Uber was $130.
Yeah, and like, there was like one porta potty, so I have to like kind of just piss in the grass because like it was either that or in my pants. So it's like, you guys pick.
Yeah. And obviously, again, I know it's not people who were born and raised in LA. It's influencers that like have these fucked up parties. But like, just talk to each other. Like, literally, the person that's super famous that you want to see doesn't give a single fuck that you're talking to them, especially like a couple of like the bigger people that I'm thinking of. The only interaction that I've had is and then they wave and walk away, literally just like,
I do
like,
have to say, I can think of one influencer that puts on parties that like I usually have fun at, but I think it's more of just like the crowd that goes there is really fun to mess with.
Ooh.
Baron,
I fucking cannot go to Baron's house.
I heart Baron.
No.
Baron has classy old man energy.
I love Baron.
I've had 3 conversations with Baron. One of them were like, you act like a classy old man. And he said, thank you, Emmy. And he's so peaceful.
No. Going to Baron's for a party is like, literally, I have to like mentally prepare myself.
Oh, I mentally remove myself out of my brain.
It's like, and also keep inviting me because like I.
Oh yeah, keep inviting us. We love it.
I think the one thing about influencer parties is that.
Sorry if I flashed the camera at all. I'm not wearing shorts.
I think the one thing about like our LA experience with these parties is it's kind of like the only thing we know because we moved and we don't know like people that grew up.
Oh,
here. You know what I mean?
A, that, B, when I lived in Ohio, I did not party. I've never been to a club. Friends. Like, I didn't do anything. I didn't friend. Like, I just, like, moved here, and, that, like, my first experience, like, going out and partying and, like, going to clubs was here. So, like, that's the only, like,
the club vibes are so different, though.
Yeah.
Those are,
I mean, I went to a club in New York once, but my expectations were set way too fucking high because Jacob Elordi and James Corden were there. James Corden, stop following me around.
Talk about that. Speak on that. Speak your fucking
James Corden, I've seen you one too many fucking times. I love you, though. Sorry. I just have a problem with, like, old...
Isn't he canceled?
Is he?
I don't fucking know. I don't keep up with actually anything.
I don't either. I don't... Like, I get so confused because sometimes I'll post something and they'll be like, you didn't know they were canceled? I don't know who the fuck this person is. Sorry. I don't... Like, my life is not involved around, like...
I don't have James Corden updates.
I think if you are going to... like go hang out with someone you've never met or like I don't know how to word this correctly.
Wait, that's a different thing, but yeah, that's
but true. If you're going to like hang out with someone you've never met in real fucking life, do you look up if they were canceled?
Are you
what
gonna
the
be
fuck?
Like
or like if your friend brought someone, you're not gonna like, it's like, oh, here's my friend that I brought. You're not gonna like turn and be like, let me check if they're canceled.
You're not,
that's not normal.
You're not gonna be like, okay, Ben Pearson, I don't know if that's an actual person, and you're like, canceled.
Yeah, like it's just like
buzzwords to see if they're like, oh my god, it's like hell. Literally, that's happened to us a couple times where like we've just met someone out, and obviously we're like human beings. Also, we both have kind of removed ourselves more from social media recently. Like, we don't check Twitter as much. We don't like go on so like we go on social medias a lot, but like not in the way we used to.
It's good for your brain.
It is good for your brain. And so like we don't fucking know a lot of these like newer people, which isn't us trying to say that we're better or anything, but we just literally don't know. Like, bitch, give me Joey Graceffa and Ricky Dillon any night and I'll have a fucking key.
It's also just like with like liking a new artist or like blah, blah, blah. Like, unless you're like, I feel like everyone has an artist they're like super invested in, you mm-hmm. know most things about them. But like, if it's just an artist that's kind of just like, oh, like I like this person.
I like this person.
Like,
I appreciate
I'm not going to investigate. I'm like, I don't. Unless it's like flat out like here's what they did.
Especially like, in person, in real life, you don't fucking do that. That's not like, you don't meet someone drunk at a party and your first initial thought is, oh my God, let me check Twitter.
And if it is?
Then girl, you're part of the people we're talking about. Also, again, I made a TikTok about how influencer parties are just like a food chain to get a photo. Yeah, it's in the other room. It's like the food chain to see who they can meet. That's the most famous. So many bitches were commenting like, this is so true. And it's literally people that I was like talking about in the post. I'm like, girl, that is actually about you because you are actually the person. Anyways, I'm addicted to the RuPaul's Drag Race game.
I love the Properties Brother game.
I've spent $30. For the video. Our video viewers get a little special treat today because I'm going to show it on the camera. Which camera should I show it to, Jordan? Also, Jordan's in the studio with us today. Everything's
woo! Good.
He has
woo! Yeah! Whack-a-mole.
So I'm obsessed with the RuPaul's Drag Race game. My drag queen's name is Sleganza Hunty Boots. Can you see? You see Sleganza? Mm-hmm. Literally fucking obsessed. Like, I can't. I keep spending money on it. I'm obsessed with it. It's giving me some sort of like gay boy fantasy that I've just needed my whole life. Like, it's everything to me. I have so much shit in the game, so many outfits. I'm literally collecting
outfits.
You said, can I get a straw today at Starbucks?
Yo, could you imagine if there were owl fits and, like, people just had owls that they wore as, like...
Jordan, what the fuck are you saying? Jordan.
And, like,
Jordan?
People just walked around like owls.
Jordan, what was that?
Ian tried making me download the game. There's no game. You just press buttons. It's not a game. There's nothing
to play.
There's nothing to play. Play the Properties Brother game because it's Candy Crush mixed with designing your own house, and I think that's genius. I spent maybe $60 on that game already.
Okay.
I love Domino's.
Yeah, me too. I love
Domino's. I would never want any other pizza. Like Pizza Hut. Ugh. Disgusting.
Yeah, we love Domino's. They're the coolest.
I love Domino's. Or yeah. Papa John's.
Oh, wait. Let's talk about actual Halloween.
Halloween.
We had a sleigh. We had a sleigh on Halloween. Me and Emmy, first of all, we dressed up as...
Cheerios
from Glee.
Cheerios.
My brother was in town, and he was Sue Sylvester. We were Cheerios. I was Brittany. You were Quinn. I almost said Gwen. And we did a DJ set, and it was so much fucking fun. I've not had that much fun in so long. Emmy, come on. What are you doing? What are you doing there, girly?
Just call me big girly.
No, I said girly.
Girly.
Yeah, Jordan literally tries to fucking antagonize us so that we'll get in a fight so that it's like more interesting content. Stop, because now you're making me want to do it and I'm getting distracted to talk. Emmy's twisting up the cup holder.
I can't even make yours look like this.
I've been good at, yeah, because it's on the other side. I've been really good at being descriptive for the audio listeners this episode, so. We love
mine is basically fruit salad. I was reading the bag. Juan is basically fruit salad.
I love Juan. I love sangria. Life hack. If you don't like drinking alcohol or like the taste of alcohol, this is literally like a fucking Shane Dawson life hack.
Eat the elderberries.
Yeah, eat the elderberries and it tastes like juice.
No, it tricks you. It tricks you. Don't do it. I'm not kidding.
No, it tastes don't really good, but be careful because Emmy blacked out and then broke like 50 like hangers that were all on the floor when she moved.
I moved in and I was like, we have to celebrate. And then I had rosé and Ian got sangria. I finished the whole bottle.
And
I was like,
mine.
And I was like, I need more. And then I was like, yours tastes like shit. I need to eat this elderberry. Or no, it's not called the elderberry. That's a vitamin.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Those berries that change your flavor.
Yeah.
For your taste buds, I ate one and it was a mistake because the sangria tasted like delicious juice and I fell asleep on the floor for 3 hours.
She did, and then she woke up and went, ah! And then literally fucking broke half her room. Ah! The camera keeps turning off! Jordan, this is a nightmare, biggest disaster of experience. Speaking of nightmare, before Christmas.
The Nightmare Before Christmas. Danny Elfman scared me a little bit.
I don't know who that is.
Did I at least check? He
get a little closer to the mic.
Danny Elfman scares me a little bit. He kept doing this.
I went to see The Nightmare Before Christmas. I didn't even know Billy was doing it until Live Nation asked Eilish. If I wanted tickets for anything, and I said, Billy Eilish. They said, oh, The Nightmare Before Christmas thing. I said, what? Then I found out Billy was doing it, so I went to see it, and it was fantastic and so good. And all the my fucking comments on the TikTok I posted are like, meh. I liked it.
Yeah, I think she sounded amazing.
I liked it. I think she sounded
fantastic. I think it was just too many people saw it. Because it had like, it has like 6 million views. So like, obviously, like, bitches that don't like Billy are automatically going to be like, actually, her voice sucks and she's not talented whatsoever.
I think
and
the honestly, original's fantastic. I think Billy did amazing. I love The Night Before Christmas.
You know what I hate?
What?
Sorry, especially with Billy. Especially with Billy. I know Billy got canceled. I hate when someone gets canceled and the first thing is, thank God I never even liked them. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Just shut up. No one cares that you didn't like the person, and you probably didn't actually not like the person. Anyways, today me and Emmy were talking about how seeing a nun in public is like spotting Pokemon. What? It is. That was really random. It's such a treat to see a good old-fashioned nun in public. Like, we need to bring...
Do you put magnets on this?
We need to bring nuns back. That's what's missing in America is that, nuns.
They still are. My friend convinced me there was a nun jail.
How many people were in there?
A lot.
None. You want to laugh, bitch. Don't even pretend. You want to laugh.
Anyways, Bridget, my friend at home, told me that this one big building was a nun jail and it had no windows. And she said, they're not allowed out. And she wasn't kidding. We were like 14. She's like, they're not allowed out ever. They're all stuck in there. I, for years, thought there was a nun jail and that they all weren't allowed to leave.
What would they have done?
Nunning.
Oh, I see. I gave you a laugh on that, bitch, but you wouldn't give me a laugh. You're sick. Wait, did we talk about Gaga? Oh, yeah, we did.
Gaga.
I better see Lady Gaga today. We have to talk like we're gay 30-year-olds that are trying to live out their 20s again so that we'll meet Gaga.
What do you fart? Smell?
No, but it does smell like shit. Oh, is it?
Jordan, did you rip ass?
No.
Did I?
He said, did I? You made the face like when a little girl gets her ears pierced. He said, did I? You looked in that camera and it's literally not on.
Everyone listen to Phineas's album. It's fantastic.
It is really good. Wait. Emmy blocked out at Greta Van Fleet.
Oh my god. I went to see Greta Van Fleet. So fucking good.
I was the designated driver because I don't like them. Not that I don't like them. I just,
in
I'm not.
The black smoke rises. I went to see Greta Van Fleet. I did black out. But, well, yeah, no, I did. I like went to go buy a hoodie and it was fully white. And I was like, I'm so excited for my Greta Van Fleet hoodie. And I bought it. And immediately after I bought it, spilled red wine over the whole thing. And the worker looks at me and he's like, oh, and I go, tie dye. It's tie dye. And then my dog also pissed on the hoodie. So it was nice having it for 3 seconds.
I don't know why you buy anything that's white. I don't know why. Emmy, love you. And this, I'm very appreciative of Emmy. I literally steal all her clothes. But sometimes Emmy will be like, I have clothes because I'm literally her.
I'm not fucking washing them before you take them.
No, I'm her Goodwill. This entire outfit, except for my shoes, is Emmy's. But sometimes I will pull out a shirt and it will be like covered in honey mustard. One time she gave me sweatpants and there was grass in the pockets, like literally like, literally like full of dirt and grass. Like I put my hands in the pockets to like put my phone in it.
Town Market ones.
Yeah. And it was just grass. What did you do in those? They're cute.
It wasn't real grass. And I don't want to tell you.
What? Just say it. I mean, are you kidding? I have to say this.
No.
Why? No. We can't. We have to be honest. They want authenticity.
No, and we just talked shit about LA parties. That was the authenticity.
Whatevs.
Don't say it.
Whatevs.
Bitch.
Bitch.
You're a bitch.
You're the biggest bitch.
Our friend Michael had to go to wilderness camp for 2 weeks, and they only gave him a block of cheddar cheese and a tart.
Can we talk about Michael and Jenna?
Michael and Jenna are my friends from Florida. I met them when I was 14, I think.
Not real people. They literally were introduced to you to distract you from something going on.
Yeah, I don't know what, but Jenna and Michael are my favorite people ever. I met them when I was in freshman year, I think. Eighth grade freshman year. Met them in real life for the first time senior year, and then they've just been coming here. I've been going there over and over because they're besties. But they're not fucking real people.
I'm actually, like, I've never been more obsessed with two people in my entire life.
Jenna will do this thing where she'll just, like, look up, like, she'll go on Google, like, out of nowhere. We'll just be at, like, in and out. She'll be, like, deep questions. And then she'll just be like, Emmy, have you ever thought about ending your life? And I'm like, what the fuck? And then, like, they just, like, do things that don't, like,
they tell us stories that we're, like, and then they just, like, they'll be like, oh, yeah, one time there was, like, literally, they're like, oh yeah, one time I got in the back of an old lady's motorcycle and we drove to Texas, and I'm just like,
and they're not kidding, they're not trying to be funny, they're just like telling us, and we're like, that's not normal.
One time, like, I want to tell stories without actually giving detail.
I know, I don't know if we can like say the ones I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I know, now that I think about it, but they're like, literally last time they were here, they went out and they just ended up somewhere that they just had no idea where they were.
And I left them for a day because I had to leave.
And he left them for literally one
day.
Night. It
and
was.
And they ended up in like, they went to WeHo. I ended up in Glendale at a random stripper's house that they didn't know. I can't give the rest of the detail, but just know that it's like, doesn't sound fucking real. They called me and told me, and I said, excuse me? I left them for a day. They just like, I don't know what the fuck. They like, they're just like the biggest psychopaths I've ever met in my life.
Michael literally was like dead on the floor.
Jenna got hit by a car once and Michael got mad at her.
When she passed out on Melrose. Oh, yeah. No, is that Rose?
In Little Tokyo.
Oh, yeah.
People?
Yeah.
What?
They're like my besties from Florida.
And they got hit by cars?
Well, Jenna got hit by a car and Michael got mad at her. They were riding bikes and Jenna went in front of the car, Michael went behind it, and the car hit Jenna. She was on the floor. And I don't know if Michael saw her get hit, but he literally said, get up. And then he told the car to leave. So
they are fucking insane.
And also when Michael was telling me about this block of cheese thing, he was just like saying it like it was normal. He's like, yeah, I was in the woods with a block of cheese and a tart. And I was like, what?
That's like my biggest fear. I can't believe people actually like do that. Didn't Paris Hilton have to do that? She, like, she went to, like, some school, like, without her consent or whatever, and, like, that's terrifying. If I was in the middle of the woods,
I think he knew he was going. He wasn't going for behavior issues. He was going because his dad did it, and his dad wanted him to. Like, he knew he was going.
He was, oh, my God. Did you ever go to camp as a kid?
My mom wouldn't let me. But Nikki was allowed to.
Yeah, what the fuck, Nikki?
What the fuck?
No.
Why didn't your mom let you go to camp?
I don't know. So... You're gonna tell me, mom?
Like, do you ask?
Yeah, so many times.
I don't know, maybe something bad happened at a camp near her.
I don't live here.
Were you trying to go to camp here, like, recently, or do you mean, like, when you're
No, in Ohio.
So what do you mean by I don't live here?
You said maybe something bad happened here.
No, like, at the camp is what I meant.
Well, there's a lot of camps.
I know.
And right. I never got to experience it, so you want to go in freaking bunk beds in a camp?
Honestly, yeah. We could, but I feel like I wouldn't want my kid going
you,
to camp.
Me, Brittany.
Justin Bieber.
Michael, Jenna. Brie.
Okay. That sounds like a lot for a camp. Yeah.
Spencer.
Camping.
Billy.
Spencer camp trip. Spencer's big cabin bay.
Chandler.
Yeah, we can keep, we can keep going.
Jordan. 15 campers.
One prize. Winner
prize.
Takes it all.
I know what the prize is. You think I'm participating in the games, but I rigged the whole thing because I am the murderer mystery. It's a murder mystery game. I'm the murderer.
Remember when we were supposed to be on a game show and then they tried to make us write the entire script and pay us $50? And then said that we were going to be on billboards and then said, never mind. And then said, actually, we are. And then I gave them the billboard concept and then they were going to steal it. And then we wasted 3 months of our lives trying to set up a game show that literally didn't make any sense. And anytime we asked them, we'd go to their house and they'd offer us a Red Bull and try to get us really drunk.
Yeah.
And said that we were going to be on Netflix.
They wanted us to write the script out, like, do everything. We're like, yeah, totally. And then we're like, hey, can we, like, actually talk about this? And, like,
we just ordered $50 Taco Bell. Go get yourself a beer.
I don't fucking want either of those, bitch.
They literally said we were going to be, like, on Netflix, Hulu, and, like, we're working out the contracts. And, like, would just invite us over and, like, lie to us and, like...
And also, it was believable because it wasn't, like, this random person. Like, it was someone...
That you think you would know. Yeah, it is someone that everyone kind of knows, and I won't say the name, although I really want to because it was fucking annoying and actually the worst thing ever. I think we might have talked about this a little bit, but literally we thought we were going to be like on a game show. Like we also were told that we were going to be able to move into like this mansion after the game show. Remember that? Mm-hmm. We thought we were going to have like a really beautiful like Studio City mansion, and like some people a part of the game show like literally like quit their jobs because they thought
they were moving. And they bought people plane tickets. I'm saying this shit. Spencer said, I have college. Spencer was a part of this too. He said, I have college. I cannot come. So don't buy me a plane ticket. And they booked it without saying anything. Sent him the email. And he's like, what?
It was a random airport in New Jersey.
Yeah, it was like Alaskan Airlines. And then he was like, I can't go.
Without their name on it. Spencer's name was not on it.
Yeah. The people were like, well, we bought it. And then they got Peach a flight from Australia. And we're all
literally,
like...
Peach was like, it's COVID. Like, I don't think I can get in, babe. And they literally were like, we're going to have you stay in a hotel for a night and take a test.
Yeah, they're like, we're gonna quarantine before. And I was like, okay, for like two... Like, where's it? Where is everyone in quarantine? They're like, in the house. I was
no,
like,
no. They said, it's going to be really safe because we're quarantining people. And we said, where? And they said, they're going to quarantine at their house and then fly to LA. They weren't even going to quarantine us like in a hotel. They literally wanted us to quarantine in our houses.
And then go to the airport. Across fly the on world. A plane. And they wanted Peach to come from Australia. And they're like, she can quarantine at her house at all. Like, what the fuck do you, what? Sorry.
That was the most insane thing ever.
I just.
That was kind of everything.
It was a waste of my fucking
time. It was a waste of fucking time.
And then after shit, it's not working. They're like, here's $500.
They Venmoed us $500.
Only us and Peach, though. I don't think anyone else got it. They only Venmoed random people $500, and I was just like,
we were like, okay. Thank you, I guess. And then
recently, they were like, do you want to come to this party? No!
They literally tried to, they're like, oh, we're relaunching it. And invited us to like a random thing in downtown 2 hours before the event was happening. Literally 2 hours before they said, hey, I got a text. Wait, should I just read the text?
Yeah.
Literally, like, insanity.
Jordan, do you know who we're talking about?
No. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, kind of last minute, but we wanted to invite anyone who has worked with us in the past to a creator event downtown at the Wisdom LA. Bleep, officially launched, and we are celebrating a really vibey venue. Feel free to bring a crew.
I've just been pulling my credit cards out on camera, so please don't show any of the numbers. I don't know why I'm doing that. Sorry.
We want to thank you for working with us. Literally, what do you fucking mean, thank you for working with us? I posted like, I don't even get into it. Because now I'm pissed. And you know.
Now I'm pissed.
You know what happens when big boy gets pissed. There's going to be diarrhea. A Lady Gaga American Horror Story Season 5 amount of diarrhea.
Season 5 aria.
The Season 5 aria. What's your favorite season?
I haven't really watched American Horror Story too much.
My favorite season of American Horror Story is Season 2.
You
want to
yell at me for being a simple
three.
Little girl and you're freaking whacking that net around. I wish I had the thermometer.
We all can't get what we want.
Hey, people of the world. We have an ad for today. The holidays are upon us, so give yourself and your wallet a break. Enjoy delicious, affordable meals delivered to your door and ready to go in just 6 simple steps. Experience full plates and fuller wallets with America's Best Meal Kit. Every plate is 50% cheaper than a meal made from the grocery store. And now it's a perfect time to save your money, especially with the holidays coming up. Meal planning can feel like one more item on an endless list to do. Every plate provides easy-to-follow recipe cards and pre-portioned ingredients so you can spend less time prepping and cooking and more time enjoying good food with family or loved ones. I've used this product, and at first I was skeptical, thinking this might be expensive or too much of a hassle. But now I'm convinced you can get the same deliciousness of a home-cooked meal at a lower price. But yeah, I've used this before. It honestly kind of slays, not gonna lie. I, like, cannot cook. Like, I just literally can't cook. And it's really not that hard. They literally just tell you what to do, and it's really not that hard. Everything is already pre-portioned for you. So if you want to use this, you can try every plate for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplate.com and enter the code HELP179. So that is everyplate.com and enter the code HELP179. So yeah, Slay, do it now.
Live from NPR News. I love NPR News. I listen to everyone. I just said I don't love the news because I thought that maybe that's problematic. I don't know why it would be problematic. I just enjoy pretending I'm 55 years old and listening.
No, some news stations. Oh, wait.
I actually also don't know what the fuck half the shit they're saying means. So.
No, some news stations are canceled. I'm not kidding.
Because CNN.
Is ABC News canceled? People got mad at me. I posted that I was home once, and like my dad just like put on like a TV show. I think they're watching Dancing with the Stars.
And everyone's like, "What the fuck is your problem?" And I was like, "My dad's watching the news. I'm sorry." No, I'm gonna yell at my dad.
That is a problem.
Fox News.
Yeah.
What is that?
Like, it's like a horrible. Like,
is NPR News wrong?
No, NPR's great.
Live from NPR News. I just, like, my dad was watching Fox News. I'm not going to tell my dad to turn the news off. Like, Dad, you're being problematic. Turn the news off. My dad doesn't give a shit. My dad's going to watch
Fox News. He'd be like, shut the fuck up.
He would just be like, and I'd say, I'm kidding.
It's good to know what the other side is talking about, though. Seriously, sometimes.
I listen to NPR News, and it's more of, I would say, valuable information rather than, like, political things. Like, they kind of just update you on COVID, and then, like, here's natural disasters that are happening, or here's what's happening in this country.
I can't do that because it makes me want to actually rip my entire fucking hair out one by one whenever I listen to the news. No, but did you see the thing with QAnon yesterday? Where they thought that do you know JFK Jr.?
Oh, wasn't he gay?
No, JF Slay. No.
Wait, are you talking about JFK being gay?
No, I'm talking about he had a son that, like, died, and QAnon people were waiting outside in Texas because they thought he was going to come back from the dead and say that Donald Trump was actually still the president. And there was, like, a whole line of people outside waiting for JFK Jr. to come outside and be like, hey, I'm back from the dead. They also thought Tupac was going to come back from the dead. They thought every celebrity they think that every celebrity is, like, hiding on a different country. So they literally were like, they're all coming back from the country today and exposing, like, the government. I believe that. No, stop, because we can't get down QAnon because me and Emmy will actually start believing it.
I saw a whole TikTok about how
JF Slay is gay.
JFK is gay because I saw TikTok and I believe it.
He's queerbaiting. JFK is a queerbaiter. Because that's a gay ass name.
What the fuck?
What?
I literally, like,
was thinking, isn't he dead? I'm sorry, guys.
He got shot in the head.
By who? Sorry. Who the fuck is that, Jordan?
The guy that shot JFK.
No, actually, though, me and Emmy with, like, political things, it's bad because I'm not going to say who, but somebody died and me and Emmy had no idea.
No, that was bad.
I'm going to give, like, the most loosest details ever. Somebody that was important died one time a couple years ago. And me and Emmy were with people and we were like, who? And, like, people were, like, literally crying and we were, like, not making a joke about it, but we were just so confused and everyone was we thought it was an actor and people were so, like, ridiculously offended at us, like, at this thing we were at. It was
really awkward.
It was really,
we had to learn afterwards.
I still don't understand. Do you?
No.
Yeah, I don't. It was really bad.
My brain doesn't hold very much knowledge, obviously.
Same.
And, like, there's only so much knowledge that can be stored in there. And, like, when you start saying words I don't know, I can't, like,
I'm gonna start learning chipmunk facts.
Why?
Because I feel like everyone wants to know a good chipmunk fact.
Do you know how many nuts they can store in their teeth?
Two.
That sounds like really inappropriate.
I can store a lot. I want to start hanging out with annoying gay people. Not just like me type of annoying. I want to be involved in like, I literally have a fantasy. Have we talked about this? I feel like we might have. I want to have a egotistical, horrible, nasty twink friend group that only wants to tear each other down just for like,
I have friends like that.
You have twink egotistical friends?
I already have one.
They're amazing.
He's like one of my best friends, yeah.
I already have one.
No, I like am obsessed with that concept because I never had it. And I feel like it's a gay experience that everyone needs to experience. I want people to bully me, call me ugly, fat, disgusting. Yeah, literally like go out, everyone go, ugh. I want just like the people that say babe a lot. And I'm not just talking about Lila Gibney. I want horrible friends for like 2 weeks. You know what I mean? I want to be in a friend group where everyone hates each other.
I don't. I already did it. I don't want to do it again.
Well, like, I want to just do it as, like, a social experience. Like, we got a social experience experiment where, like, we just go out to WeHo.
What about it is an experiment?
It's an experiment to push myself to my limits.
It's a social experience.
I want to see if I can fit the role. I will dress up like Rayvon.
Ian already did this actually when I was moving into my apartment and going to pick up my key. He insisted that he had to wear a crop top and act like an asshole, and I like actually never wanted to not hang out with him so bad. I wanted him to leave. I literally wanted anything other than Ian sitting next to me.
I wore shorts. And
being rude.
I wore shorts.
Also, I was just like in like a high amount of stress because like I'm moving from like
and like meeting like the leasing people too.
Meeting the leasing people, literally like trying to figure out my movers, like. Moving from my other apartment to a new apartment, like trying to figure out where the fuck the truck's going. Ian's sitting on a cop going, come on, babes.
Also, this wasn't even like for anything.
He just did it.
I didn't even tell her. I just like got in the office and I was like, let's go, bitch, ugly bitch.
And I'm like sitting there stressing, like, well, I need this and this. And he's like, well, let's go, instead of helping me.
Yeah, I was wearing.
I was wearing a
crop top that was like up to my nipples, a fuzzy jacket, glasses, and shorts. And I was living my fantasy. I was just being so mean for no reason. You'd be like, help me. And I'd be like, nah.
The only problem was that you were being fucking rude.
Yeah. I told you I wanted the fantasy.
The day I'm moving. The day that I'm under, like, right along to stress. Ian's like, this is the time.
I'm going to do that for every stressful event.
You do.
Act gay?
No. You're just, like, the least helpful person ever, probably.
I don't know how to help you.
I sliced my finger open and you pulled your phone out and went, ah! Oh, you sliced my finger open. And then he went, ah! And then he asked if we could stop at Starbucks before I went and got stitches. And he made an Uncrustable.
I was like, I know you're probably like in pain.
But I'm like bleeding down my whole arm. It's pouring into the toilet. Drink. I can see the white in my hand. And Ian's like, hey, Starbucks.
That was a day.
And then I like, when we got to the urgent care, I didn't, like, I was like out of it because like I just, the sight of blood already makes me feel like wheezy and like I'm gonna pass out, but also blood was pouring out of my hand.
How do you think I felt?
And it was on my fucking period, so the amount of blood coming out of my body was gross.
How do you think I felt?
Shut up. And then
I have to see it too, and I was the one that did it, so it was way worse for
we
me.
We were in line. Well, we were in line. I mean, that I didn't really, like, I was too, like, I couldn't speak to anyone because, like, I was just not feeling like I could. And I was just in line waiting to get stitches. And the guy in front of me was, like, mad at me that I didn't just go in.
Because you were waiting for people that thought they had fucking COVID instead of just walking into the urgent care.
Yeah.
I hate urgent care.
I had my hand wrapped in a t-shirt. And then Ian was like, can she go? Your hand's bleeding. And then he's like, yeah, sorry. Didn't want to cut you.
I'm trying to think of what else happened.
Didn't want to cut you.
Burn! But not burn. You got cut. So what were you for Halloween besides cheerleader?
Everyone got mad at me the first day because I was a Spirit Halloween angel and all my comments were, girl, we know it's from Spirit. Yeah, it's a Halloween store.
Yeah,
so,
what the fuck?
I usually am Freddie Mercury every year. I don't know why I like forgot that I do that, but I didn't plan it at all. The crock pot actually just turned on and I think I need to go.
You're going to shit yourself?
Yeah.
Bye. Thanks a lot for fucking watching this podcast, babes. If you want to meet us, come to WeHo tonight. I have poppers. I have addies. Just see me in a crop top. I'm going to be wearing all black. It's going to be so stunning, so skinny, literally amazing. Everything. Goodbye. Thank you for watching. Don't forget you can listen to this podcast every single we don't actually know anymore because we've been really inconsistent. And you can watch it whenever you get the notification. Turn notifications on for our podcast so you don't miss out when we actually post. Thank you for watching. Next week, we're going to have Ashniko on. And Drew Carey. Ashniko, Drew Carey, and Oprah Winfrey on for next episode. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to subscribe. And me, and me, and need help.